It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
I like that. I like that. Hey man, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So, we're talking about hoes.
We're talking about hoes, did you say?
Pose.
Now, pose. Big budget.
Big budget. The new Ryan Murphy, Brad Falchuk combo extravaganza, I guess you could say, is a good word for it, actually. So they're behind American Horror Story, American Crime Story, Nip Tuck, Glee, all of those. So this is their next big thing.
I didn't know the same people were behind Glee as well.
Yep. Ryan Murphy's like first big one was Glee. And then he kept American Horror Story, American Crime Story.
Because American Horror Story is that's a funky mix.
Yeah.
And they took a lot of risks on that.
Yeah, well, it's pretty hot, their TV show. It's one of my favorites as well. And American Crime Story is apparently like the best thing on TV as well. So
the American Crime Story is the O.J. Simpson one so far, and the
Murder of Donatello Versace.
Is there another one in the line for that?
Not yet.
Before we get on to talking about Pose?
Not yet. They're doing American Horror Story season 9 coming up in September. And then there's this one airing at the moment as well. So I think that'll be after that.
Right. So Pose, what's Pose about?
So Pose is set in 1987. It is basically focusing on the ballroom club kid scene kind of thing of New York. So it's real intersectional. There's lots of transgender actresses. There's lots of gay themes. Mainly it focuses on the AIDS crisis, the transgender community, and also the rise of like the capitalist lifestyle and greed and stuff. So it also features the Trump Tower quite heavily. So Evan Peters' character...
Just to rub it in, eh? Yeah. That's quite good.
So Evan Peters' character works for Trump, and they were going to actually cast someone to play Trump in the 1987, but they were like, actually, fuck this guy. Like, he has too much screen time already. We won't put him in our TV show. So now it's just like an allegory of Trump and greed, and it's quite, you know, kind of smart. I like it.
A friend of mine sent me a text yesterday just out of the blue that said, Donald Trump looks like if a donut rolled around in a Labrador's basket.
I feel like Trump looks like if you sewed 3 6 dolls together and put a wig on top. Just lots of like weird like plastic skin.
Yeah, old sex dolls.
Yeah.
Weathered, 3 old weathered sex dolls.
Yeah. So
his hands are kind of blown up like that.
his hands are tiny and weird.
Tiny and little overinflated tiny hands.
Yeah, and they can't like close properly.
Yeah.
Okay. So it stars MJ as Blanca Evangelista, Ryan Jamal Swain as Damon, Dominic Jackson as Electra Abundance, and Evan Peters as Stan Bowles, and a couple more transgender actresses. It's got the largest transgender actress cast of any script TV show ever, which is a big step forward. And it uses only transgender actresses playing transgender roles, which is a big thing in Hollywood at the moment where they've often cast.
Which is so great for that community, because there's so much phenomenal talent.
So much
in the transgender community, like even in our fair town, you know.
Exactly.
That's really cool. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I'm glad they didn't just go for like Laverne Cox and just choose her to play it, because she's like the biggest transgender actress name. You know, they were like, actually, let's look for some talent that isn't out there. Pretty much everyone in this TV show, or most of the characters in this TV show, they're played by unknown actors, which is quite cool. I like saying that. And I really like the TV show. I know that some people won't like it. Some people won't.
People
get
like
it.
Me, you mean?
Yeah.
I watched it. I felt like I'd seen it all before, to be honest. But maybe I need to. But your passionate response here is, and I did jump in at episode 2, which is a bit, which is very rude.
Well, I cried at episode one.
You have done that quite a bit.
I cried at episode 1. So, I think this TV show for the gay or LGBTQI+ community is quite a good one to at least give a go, because there's lots of stuff in our community that we don't know about, like the Stonewall riots, the AIDS epidemic in New York, like AIDS epidemic everywhere really, but in New York especially.
Not don't know about, but I guess haven't had maybe the opportunity to have the insight into it that this shows, you know?
I didn't even realize that homosexuality was illegal so late in New Zealand's history, you know? Like, even I didn't know that, and I'm an out and proud gay man who should have known that should have been taught in our schools and stuff. So I can remember
when I was at school, when I was 17 at school, you know, people would get brutally beaten up, and it would sort of be perceived as, oh, well, it was gay bashing. So
it was their fault. You know, there was the gay pan defence. Yeah. Still exists in New Zealand law society today, is that if a gay man comes home to you and you beat him up, it's gay pants fine. Like, that's a defence for assault. It's
unbelievable.
It's crazy. So I think the thing that I got out of this TV show is it's really nice to see, because Damon's character, he's kicked out of his home. He's young homosexual kid that's kicked out of his home by his parents, and he's not allowed back, and he's homeless on the streets, which is also a huge epidemic in New Zealand as well, as gay homelessness.
And, well, just and lack of acceptance of family unit.
Yeah, right. And it's just like there's so much that is going on in this TV show that I really, really enjoy. And it tells lots of stories that I haven't seen on mainstream television that I think is quite cool. It kind of reminds me of this movie, The Normal Heart, starring Mark Ruffalo. I think it's called The Normal Heart. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it's about the AIDS epidemic. And it kind of shows it in a light that is so raw and so honest that you really want to be involved. And like the main character in this TV show, she's diagnosed with HIV at the very first episode. You missed, which maybe was why. It's the very first scene is that she gets diagnosed with HIV, because it's so common in that time period that like that was just like a preface, and the whole background of the
terrifying at that time as well.
Terrifying,
you know.
And like there was people like
terrifying nowadays, but not the death sentence that it was then.
Exactly, know? And that's what she said. She says, "Thank you so much," to the doctor, and the doctor goes, "Why are you thanking me?" And she goes, "Must be really hard giving out death sentences all day, every day." And I'm like, "That's so real." And like I applaud the show for just being so brutally honest with some subject matter that we should know more about, because it's a history piece. And like, it's kind of weird to think that 30 years ago is history, but it's
weird to think that community was so separate.
Yeah, well,
I remember one of the best bars I've went to in my life was Alfie's, which was Auckland's only real gay bar for years and years and years. And if I didn't go to that bar, the hell would I have done with myself? That's the best music in town. That was awesome.
Exactly.
The best time I had clubbing, turned me into a club guy. You know, I went to clubs, still do. And well, like, just, and you know, it's sort of, and I always just think, why is this the division here, but yeah.
Well, it was that community that rose up the club kid movement and the actual club lifestyle. Like voguing is really a big part of the TV show as well.
The name of a guy to look up, Lee Bowery.
Oh no, I know all about Lee Bowery.
He's so cool.
If you guys don't know about Lee Bowery or James H. James or any of the club kids scene in New York, you just need to go Google right now, because honestly, astounding and amazing.
It's next level, eh?
It's next level. And it makes you wish you were in that time period, but maybe not with the HIV epidemic. You know, like you want to see what they were doing, and there's like. And like,
how much of it's based on true stories, based on the reality, and how much is it sort of like The Get Down? You haven't seen The Get Down? The Get Down's really cool. It was like sort of, it felt like it was a true story, but it probably wasn't. But it sort of felt like it was.
I feel like this is like an urban legend. Like I feel like this is like whispered stories between the old guard that are passing on their stories to the younger people.
That's a good sell. That's going to get me back. I'll rewatch.
Like, you know, this is how our lives used to be. Like, maybe it's not entirely true. You know, when you embellish a story a bit, you're like, this was my house. We had these Vogue battles. And it was so good. And you're like, really, in reality, you're kind of just like wasted and like, but like, that's a story they tell. Yeah. And I think that's what is really cool about it, because it could be entirely autobiographical, but it's not. It's fantastical, and that's one of the things that I show.
I think it's really interesting that it's that the people that have made all those shows previous have chosen that particular topic. You know, they don't piss around. Those are great TV shows that are involved in it. There's obviously something still to come, because it's only played out two episodes so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think the episode comes out like today or something. And it's not available on any New Zealand streaming services, unfortunately, guys. So. Guess what?
The internet is worldwide, wide web.
Exactly. And I reckon if you're interested in LGBTQI+ issues, or interested in transgender issues, or interested in anything to do with culture or New York club kid scene or anything like that, or even RuPaul's Drag Race, even though it's a very tenuous connection.
RuPaul, so awesome.
So awesome. And like, if you're interested in any of that, just go watch the TV show for a little bit. Give it a try. Because I think we often take for granted how good we have it. And maybe the show could kind of shine a light on what we could have been like back in the past if we were born in a different generation.
Neon is in lying post.
Oh, okay. Neon. Sorry, I don't have a Neon account.
Did you say, is she?
Is she now?
Good on her.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM. Playing September 17th at the...